first Mishnah talks about the din of Be'yish No, the Beyontev, and Beis Hill holds Loisoicha, you can't eat the Be'ya. And the Gemara has different reasons why that din is true. Rav Nachman on Beis Amad Aleph says it's a Muksadikah din. We're talking about a Tanagrelos Aymedes, Legadol Beitzim only. And Rabba on Amad Beis says it's din of Achana, we call Achana the Rabba. And then two lines from the bottom on Beis Amad Beis, Rav Yosef Amik Zeira Mishon Peres HaNoishim. It's a gzera, and it's included in the gzera peres hanoishim. It's peres that fall off a tree. If you'd be walking by an apple tree and you saw an apple on the floor, you cannot eat that apple. Not Shabbos, not Yontif. Amoy Abaya, peres hanoishim, time in my gzera sham yala v'yitloish. Because you may come to climb the tree and pull off an apple. That's a gzera. So now you can be geyser, an egg that comes out of a tanagel up to a apple that falls off a tree. He gave a gzeir, and an egg makes a gzeir, a gzeir. No, kulachad a gzeir. Chazal, we have a munas chachamim. They understood it's all part of the same gzeir, and Chazal understood that just like an apple falls off a tree, an egg comes out of a tanagel, it's all one big gzeir. So the reason, according to Rav Yosef, you can't eat according to Beis Hillel, you can't eat a Be'yish No, the Beyontif, because it's a gzeir included in the din of Peres Hanoishim. So Tosfos on Daf Gilam Ad Aleph asks the kasha, the Tema. Lomeli Haitaima. He's asking in general. He's not asking on the case of a Be'yish Anolda. He's asking on an apple that falls off a tree. Why is it that an apple falls off a tree? It's also because of a gzeira called gzeiras peres anoishim. Lomeli Haitaima. The lekamon gabi nochi shevi dayrein. A guy that brought a present, and the present was fruit. If the fruit is on the trees in that season, so you can assume that the guy pulled it off the tree, so it's also. Why is it also? Pirush Rashi, the kiven is katzoy b'leven hashmashes katzoy l'kula yoyma. Since it's muktza, at the beginning of Shabbos and Yontif, it's also for the whole day. V'chein mashma, and that's mashmoisa gemara. Although Rashi says it, it's really gemara's mashma. The time is shemuktza, mid the maisla gabi sofik muchan. The sugi of Riach Avdalit is about sofik muchan. Whatever the sugi is exactly, and it's a muksadikah shayla. So hash to shay taimi lamali. So Frey Taisis, why the Chazal have to come up with a new reason called peres hanoishim? It's also because it's muksa. So I heard from Zella Gepstein, Zeichat Tzadik of Racha, he said you have to understand the oimik of Kushyas HaTaisis. Taisis was not asking Stamakasha, why I need two reasons. He is trying to slog up Rav Yosef. Meaning, Chazal came along and said that a peri that falls off a tree is also because of peres hanoishim. His question is, why do you need this takana? It should be also tzmuktza also. Good, it's a drabanan also. So once it's also tzmuktza, you don't need the reason of peres hanoishim. If the reason would be muktza and not peres hanoishim, then beya should not be aser. Because we're now going in a beya, a tanagela, so medis lachila. That's what we're talking about, according to Rav Yosef. The tanagela is not muktza and the egg is not muktza. So if the din would have been that the reason peres hanoishim is aser because of muktza, that would be halacha only by a peri that falls off a tree. That would not extend itself to a tanagela, which is not muktza. Now that the chazal didn't say that, they said it's also peres hanoishim, so now we can say beya was included in this takana. So Taisis is fundamental kasha. Where did Yosef, so to say, get it from? Where is this takana? Why do we need this takana in the first place? If this takana wouldn't be here, then the whole Be'yish Anolda would not be able to be Yosef. That was the oimik of the kushya of Taisis. So Taisis, in the first narrow line, wants to say, the Yeshleimer, maybe we could answer that the two sugyas argue on each other. The sugya in Chavdalit is one man the yamar, and the sugya over here in the Beis and the Gimel is different man the yamar. The time of the Hachas, you leave it to Rav Shimon, the less lay muktza. Our sugya doesn't hold of muktza. If you don't hold of muktza, so you have to come up with a new reason why a Be'yish and all the beyond, why a period of falls of a tree should be yasser. That's peres hanoishim. Ula kamon, ask you leave it to Rav Yehuda, and the sugya of Vaiter is Rav Yehuda who holds of muktza. So maybe Rav Yehuda who holds of muktza, Yitaka don't need peres hanoishim, and according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't hold the muktzah, and you have a takana, peres hanoishim. That l'chayr could be an answer to the kasha. Bezakt Taisis, and if you have it on the sheet that I gave you, to look at the Rashi, turn over the page. By number 7, that's the sugi over there, and the chavdalid, Rashi is the beferish not that way. And Yeshmai, the first wide line, and Yeshmai say, Min b'mukhubah, surah mishom muktzah. Vafilu Rav Shimon, even according to Shimon, the Bedarach Klal doesn't hold of mikzah, but we know yesh muktzah begregus at smukim. We know there's a sugya at the end of the Masechta that and in Sata Shabbos, Rav Shimon agrees that there's muktzah by gregus at smukim. Umechubar kegregus at smukim, something which was left on the tree before Shabbos or Yontif, and you didn't bother to take it off the tree, and you know that you can't pull it off the tree on Shabbos and Yontif, that's awesome. The loy locked on the asmal. Since you didn't harvest it, you didn't take it off the tree beforehand, obviously you marked it from Yadas. So therefore, says Rashi Beferish, that the din muktz is not only a contra of Yehuda, this muktz Rav Shimon agrees to also. So Mela Taisus Teretz falls off. Taisus wanted to answer that the sugya on Chavdalit is a contra of Yehuda, and he holds a muktzah, and he doesn't have to hold a Paris Anoshin. Narsi doesn't hold a muktzah, therefore we have to come up with a new reason of Paris Anoshin. Aber Rashi is Beferish, and Lukuli Alma, this is muktzah. So Taisus Kash is six share. Taisus Kash is share again. Why do we need a new takana of Paris Anoshin to ask for an apple that falls off a tree? It should be us because it's muktzah. Since you didn't pull it off the tree beforehand, you're maktzadas from it. And again, if it's the muktzah, then the whole din of Beish and Elder should never come into place. This is, again, Taisus is kasha. I'm going to skip a part of Taisus. Let's go to number four. Again, if it's a, if you don't have the sheet, it's around the last, the 12 narrow lines of Taisus. Taisus has a second kasha. Again, the first kasha Taisus is, once we have the reason of muktzah, so why do we need the reason of Paras HaNoshim? And now Taisus, a kasha punkfakert. Avoteima, in Ken Kivin Dharma Haitaima, once we have the reason of Paras HaNoshim, Ramali Taimid Lakamon, so why does the Gemara and Rashi over there on the Chavdali say that it's also because of muktzah? You don't need the reason of muktzah. Once you have the Isra of Paras HaNoshim, that's why it's also. So why did Rashi say that the reason is because the muktzah? So again, the reverse kasha. First kasha Taisa is, once you have muktzah, why do you need Paras HaNoshim? Now, once you have Paras HaNoshim, so why do you need the reason of muktzah? Now, l'chayra, pashas, this kasha doesn't make any sense. Pashas, the issa of Paras HaNoshim is an issa achila. You shouldn't come to eat the Paras, right? You shouldn't come to eat the fruit of the tree. So, I let you eat it, you're going to pull it off the tree. Muktzah is not only an issa achila, muktzah is an issa total. So the reason we need it in muktzah is to ask for the total also. Why does the, what says this kasha? Once you have the issa of Paras HaNoshim, why do you need the reason of muktzah? Because poshut, you need it to ask for the total. So Chayetz Mashma, there's really a Rajba on the Beis of the Beis. Look in the Rajba. The Rajba says that anything, any food, I guess, which is asav achila, is automatically muktzah. Since it's asav achila, it's muktzah. In other words, because what's the function of it? To eat it. If you're not going to eat it, so what are you going to do with it? You're not going to use it for something else. A dover, which is royal achila, and it's also because of whatever reason it's also, it becomes muktzah. So in other words, some Chadotaisa's kasha is like this, we're saying. Once you have the reason of Paras HaNoshim, that should cause it, that should make it muktzah. Why do we need Rashi's reason? Rashi says the reason it's muktzah is because he didn't pull it off the tree. We don't have to come on to that seba. This, again, the Chazal should have made it a sachila, called Paras HaNoshim. Once it's also bachila, it becomes also the total also, because it has no use, it has no function. So why does the Gemara later say that the Masha, the whole Issa achila, and the whole Issa total, that's all an Issa muktzah? Okay, you don't need it. Once you have the reason of Paras HaNoshim, we should not need the reason of muktzah. So Taisa is Sakasha, both directions. If you have Paras HaNoshim, why do you need muktzah? If you have muktzah, why do you need Paras HaNoshim? It's a free Taisa. Now, Taisus basically has, we're going to go to try to find Fashitas Rashi. That's what we're going to try to accomplish, to see how Rashi learns in the sugya. But Taisus says that could be we're talking about two different kinds of peiros. This peiros, like an apple, which if you pass by an apple tree, so after this, when it ripens, they fall off the tree by themselves. They're easy to pull off the tree. And you have something which Taisus calls lefes, or something like that, which is something which grows on the ground, which needs a tools in order to pull it off the ground. So Mel Taisus, the two sugyas are talking about two different kinds of peiros. The peiros, like an apple, that's, it, since it falls off the tree naturally, then it's not muktzah. The whole svar is that you're maktadas. Well, why maktadas? Many apples are going to fall off the tree. Maybe not all the apples are going to fall off the tree, but some apples will fall off the tree. A wind will come, the apples will fall off the tree. So Mela, since if it's something which falls off the tree, so mukta is not an issue anymore. V'ya chazal asked it because of peres ha'noishim. Mukta is not a problem. Because you're not maktadas because it falls off the tree. V'ya chazal asked it because of peres ha'noishim. But fakert, let's say you have something which doesn't fall off the tree. It's takah there, it's aser, and again, it's difficult. You need a tool in order to get it off, cut it off the ground or wherever you have to cut it off. There, punk fakert. There, the reason the mukta shayach, but peres ha'noishim is not shayach, says Tosfos. Because the whole svar is you're going to forget yourself. No, you walk by a tree, you'll pull off an apple off a tree. Boy, you're going to go into your garage and you can take out all your tools, ab yontav, and start digging in the ground. We're not afraid you're going to come to do that. So, meila, the two sugyas are told by two different kinds of peres. The peres which fall off the tree by themselves, mukta is not an issue because you're not maktadas from it. What is the issue? It's something which falls off easily, you'll pull it off easily. So it's a gzeira mishum peres ha'noishim. A gzeira shem yalu v'yitloish. Something which is difficult to, doesn't fall off by itself. You need tools in order to get off the ground. So fakir, their exer b'hersenayshim is not shayach because a person's not going to pull it. I'm going to take tools. We're not afraid the person to forget himself entirely and do that. So the b'hersenayshim is not a reason. But mukta is the same because it needs tools to get it off the ground. So it's not going to fall off by itself. Meila, since you didn't pull it off before and you're maktadas, so the mukta reason is what Tosfos says. If you look at number five, I don't know if I'm get back to it, but if you look at number five, Tosfos just says another svara, a partial halfway, not to answer both kashas, but one kasha. Vayde Shloimer says Tosfos svara, davka beperes v'anovim shayev shamiyalu v'yitlosh. Not for the reason I said before, a different reason. Only by something like fruit, grapes, and something like that is exera. V'shami yischait, which is the next man of the Gemara. V'visha adam is avilehem uva'oide v'chapa yivlehenu. Tosfos you walk by a tree and there's an apple there. Maybe you smell it. I don't know if you smell the apples in a tree, whatever. Or something that has a fragrance, that has a nice red appearance. So you get, you know, an apple is very tasty fruit. So you walk over and you'll pull it off the tree. There's a gzeira shema yalav yitloish. But something which, I don't know, cucumbers or onions and potatoes, they're not like a shmaka food. There, we're not afraid you're going to forget yourself, you're going to pull it off the tree. Something which is a gshmaka thing, that's a peiros anovim. Yeah, we're afraid. So he's just saying, again, doesn't answer the kasha both directions, but sometimes you won't have the sorah of Shema Yalav Yitloish, like peiros anovim. So again, sometimes you will have the sorah of Shema Yalav Yitloish, like peiros anovim, but other things, not. That's what Tosfos says. It's a nekuda. Maybe we'll get back to that nekuda. But to go back to the original kasha of Tosfos, the Kivega has a shtickel to answer Shitas Rashi, and he'll answer the two kashas. Basically, the two kashas, the Klut kasha, are the same kasha. Why do we need two reasons? L'chare, we have two reasons why a fruit that's either falls off a tree or if a guy delivers it. That's one of Dalad and Medeis. A guy pulled it off the tree on Yantav and gave it to you. It should be aser. One because of Peres HaNoishim and one because of Muktzu. Okay, why do you need two reasons? So Emes, this is another kasha. We have to learn another sugya for this. If you look on the sheet, on the Lamed Aleph and Medeis, if you have a Gemara, you can look the Mishnah Lamed Aleph and Medeis. A very interesting, you say this like a Rashi. Let's first see the Mishnah. Bayis Shumale Peris. You have a building that's full of fruit. Vinivchas, and there's somehow there's a hole in the wall. Okay, now if there's a hole in the wall, you want to stick in your hand and get the fruit that are there. You're allowed to stick in your hand at that spot. You don't want to break the wall. You're allowed to stick in your hand and get the food which is in the building, which was again enclosed in the beginning of Yontif. Reb Meir Reimer, Reb Meir says, no, you ought to break down the wall, it's a little words, and then get the food which is inside the wall. Feite Gemara, Amai, what's right with Reb Meir? You ought to break the wall, there's a stira on Yontav, like on Shabbos. How can you allow him to break the wall? We're not talking about a regular wall with cement connecting the bricks. It's a pile of bricks. In other words, we'll say it's a regular building, but maybe the doorway doesn't have a cemented closure. It's piled up bricks. It's completely closed. So if you want to go through to get the food inside, you have to remove the bricks. So basically, it's a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says, you're allowed to move the bricks, since there's no cement over there, just to separate the bricks you're allowed to. And the Chacham hold, you're not permitted to take the bricks apart in order to go inside. If a wind came or someone kicked it by mistake or whatever, an animal bumped into it, and now the bricks fell down, and now you see the food, you want to go in and get the food, now you're allowed to. That's what it's, that's shot in the Mishnah. So you look at number 9, Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says a Yisoid. Rashi is bothered by Akasha. L'chaira, the food inside this building, according to the Chachamim, should be Muktzah. Because we're saying, according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to break apart the wall. So it means, in order to get to the food, you have to be Oiver and Isser. So Rashi calls it Muktzah Machmas Isser. You can't get to the food unless you're Oiver and Avera. So in the beginning of Yontif, L'chaira, you are Maktzah Das, because you can't get to it. Such Rashi. Noitel Makabchas. V'loya Mrinin Muktzah Machmas Isser. You don't say that the Muktzah Machmas Isser. Why? Because then Yachal L'pachsei B'yontif, because you're not permitted to break open that wall on Yontif. And therefore, V'osach Daitim Minayu. And therefore, you had a Hesach Adas, it should be Muktzah. And you see, clear for the Mishnah, it's not the way. And for Rashi, the kivin do I have isura deraisa. That's how I read the Gemara for you. We're talking about a pile of bricks. We're not talking about cement. To break down a wall which has cement and bricks, that's an isa deraisa. But if it only has bricks piled up, that's an isa drabanan. It's not an isa deraisa. So the breaking down of the bricks is an isa drabanan. Kidin mukumin in law, like the Gemara said, which we learned, Bavir de Livni. Therefore, says Rashi, Lav Muktzah Ninu. Therefore, it's not Muktzah. In other words, Rashi is saying, you say it here. Something which is away from you, limited from you, distanced from you, because of an Issa Drabanan, does not create an Issa Muktzah. Okay, it's really not the time for now, but you understand, you have to wait now to get to the Sugya there, to understand why it should be there. It's only 30 weeks, right, to get to the Sugya, why it's that way. But I think one of the Mahalchim that they say is that Rashi is going with Fishitas Rebbe. Rebbe holds like Gazru al Shulis Bein Hashmashos. The Bein Hashmashos, you're allowed to be Yoyven Issa Drabanan. So Bein Hashmashos, when the Din Muktzah is Chal, you're allowed to break the wall. Because it's only Bein Hashmashos, an Issa Drabanan, you're allowed to do. So Meila, Bein Hashmashos, it was Mutter to go in, so never was a Ksai. So now it's later in the day, and you can't break it. But if it fell down by itself, you're allowed to go and take it. Okay, places argues on Rashi, which will stem very good to the Fiachesman that we're going to say it Teretz with Rashi, and Taisus doesn't hold it as Teretz because Taisus argues in Rashi over there. Taisus doesn't agree to Rashi. Doesn't make a difference. It's Rabbanan, it's the Raisa. Either way, it's going to be Muktzah. But we have a Yisayt from Rashi. Something which is limited to a person because of an Issa Rabbanan, so then it's going to be, not going to be Muktzah. The Machaber in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tov Tzadik Hei, I believe it's Sif Beis, the Machaber says, now really, Taisus over here in the bottom of this Taisus, now Gilam at Aleph, we notice a klal. Basically the klal is that Milisha Ve'elech is mutter to do on Yontif. Lisha, Bishel, Afiyah, which is the same Malacha, Shchita, whatever, Haitzar, Avara, those are Malachas which are mutter to Yontif. Malachas which are Kaidim Lisha, like harvesting, grinding, sifting flour, these things, that's also. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Is it also in Atayra or also in Drabonim? Pasha Shitas Ataisis, you can look at the last three lines in Taisis. The second wide line. The Bish. That's the pasuk in Parshas Bo. All the malachas from the time you have to watch the dough with its dynamic leisha ve'elach, avu shar malachis the mekaydu machen asurim. A parshas, it's a drasha from a pasuk. And I think that most of the farshim learn in Shitas Ataisis that those malachas are asam in atayra. The Machaber in Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. The Machaber in Shulchan Aruch says that all the malachas which are kaidim lisha are only asim drabanan. In other words, Eichel Nefesh is mutam and atayra across the board. Every malacha of Eichel Nefesh is mutam and atayra. This that we have a guideline that certain malachas are mutam and certain malachas are asim are only drabanan. The Pnei Yeshua on the Avchav Gimel on the days and the Bach in Siman Tov Tzadik Hei learned that Shitas Rashi is that Malacha is Kedem Lisha are only Asa Medrabanan. Okay, that's what I learned in Shita Rashi. Again, you have to know, learn why it is that way. There are kashas on that, but this is what the Pnei Yeshua and the Bach say. One of the kashas, the yesk is from the Rashi over here. If you look at number two, on top of Dav Gilam at Aleph, the top Rashi, Shemayala v'yitloish, to have a Yisura deraisa, to Ainu Kaitse Shu Av Malacha. So it seems the Rashi says that Talisha is an Av Malacha. But the answer that the Mepharshim give is that we're going on the Gzera Peyas HaNoishim. The Gzera Peyas is not a Yontav Dikalacha, it's a Shabbos Dikalacha. Could be a Yontav also. The Rashi over here was not referring to Yontav, he was referring to Shabbos. Okay, it's not clear. You look in the Rashi beforehand, but we could say the Rashi was referring to Shabbos. He wasn't referring to Yontif. But again, the Yeshua and the Bach both say the Shitas Rashi is that all the Malachis, which are Kaidim, Lisha, and is only in Issur Drabanan. So Bezai, L'chayir Petiki Vega, we have a Kasha on the Sugya over here. Or the Rashi of the Chavdal Ramad Beis. Rashi says that the reason Paris that the guy takes off a tree or fall off a tree are muktzah, right? That's because of muktzah. What's the muktzah? Because you didn't cut it Erev Shabbos. But with a learning sheet, this Rashi is that Rashi holds a ksira, which is Eichel Nefesh only Yisra Rabbanon, and Rashi Alamed Aleph Amid Bey says, whenever there's an Yisra Rabbanon, it's not muktzah. So what's Shatan Rashi? How could Rashi on Chavdal Amid Bey say that the reason it's also because of muktzah, it's not muktzah? Muktzah has to be separated from a person when it is a deraisa. If the thing that's holding you back, just like in the case of the bricks on the Alamed Aleph Amid Bey, which is only Malacha Rabbanon, so the food inside behind the bricks is not muktzah. That's what Rashi says. If it's being held back with Yisra Banan. Kitzira, according to Shitas Rashi, Lechar is an Yisra Banan. Yisra Banan said, how can it become Muktzah? I didn't cut it down. I could have cut it down. Beinash Rashi, so I allowed to cut it down. So Lechar, what's that in Shitas Rashi? Zayfait to Kivegan. Now all these three kashas with one teretz are going to answer each other. Says the Kivega, Rashi Taku is bothered by this problem. L'chaira, it's only Nisra Rabbanan. So therefore it's not Muktzah. So we can't start off with Muktzah. Again, because it's only Nisra Rabbanan. Therefore Chazal had to make a Takana called Peres HaNoishrim. Because it's not Muktzah. Okay, so Chazal made it. So you want to know, step number one, why is it Aser? Takana Sachamim, Peres HaNoishrim, Shema Yalav V'yitloish. Oh, but now we have an issue. If let's say we say now the Chazal made it also because of Peres HaNoishrim, so now Minat Torah, you can't cut off an apple off a tree because you're not going to be able to eat it. You're only allowed to cut off an apple if it's Eichel Nefesh. I can't cut up an apple for tomorrow. Let's say Nesarach HaYoyim, it's also Minat Torah. So says the Kivega, step number one is Chazal made an issue because of Peres HaNoishrim. Once it's also because of Peres HaNoishrim, means if an apple is pulled off a tree or falls off a tree, it's going to be also to eat. So if I go and I pull the apple off the tree, I'm not going to be able to eat it anyway. Once I can't eat it, now Tzir is going to be an issue deraisa. Once the Chazal has the Peres HaNoishrim, so then to pull it off the tree, it'll be an issur deraisa because I can't eat it anymore. So therefore, now it'll become muktzah. So in other words, the question was, I thought the answer the reverse direction. We started off, it can't be muktzah. It can't be muktzah because it's only held back by an issur rabbanan. So therefore, Chazal had to make a din of Peres HaNoishrim. But once Chazal made a din of Peres HaNoishrim, so now an apple which is pulled off a tree or falls off a tree you can't eat, so now to pull it off the tree is an issur deraisa because it's a malacha shein tzarech yontif. Once it's us in our Torah, that's for us, it's muktzah. So therefore, therefore it wasn't enough for Rashi to say the reason of muktzah. We have to have the reason of Peres HaNoishrim. The question is now, but once we have the reason of Peres HaNoishrim, so why do we need the reason of muktzah at all? So what do you need that for? Once you have Peres HaNoishrim, so what do you need muktzah? Says the Kivega, if you look in the Gimel Amid Beis, I didn't photocopy it, but if those who have a Gemara, if you look in the Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara over there brings a braisa around 8-9 lines down from the top. Meisvei, echad beish nolda b'shabes, echad beish nolda b'yontif. Ein metalkel nice, you can't move it. Loilachasis v'asakli, loilismel v'akari amita. Avokayvel asakli b'shul shleitishaver. Okay, usveika asura. A suffik beish nolda b'yontif is asur. Fate the Gemara. Why? Why is a suffik asur? So Gemara says bishlam according to Rabba that beis and beis. That's a din hachana. Hachana is an issa deraisa. If it's an issa deraisa, suffik deraisa lachumra. But according to Rav Yosef, we'll just mention Rav Yosef. On the Amr of Yosef over here, which is Peres HaNoishrim, which is the Drabanan, Safa Drabanan, Shri Lakula. As I fate the Gemara. The Gemara does not ask a kash on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman on that base of an hour said that the reason Vayishanel is also because of Muktzah. So the Gemara doesn't discuss Rav Nachman. Why not? So on the side of the Gemara is the Taisus Yishanim. It's a very important Taisus to remember. Avul Rav Nachman loy paruch, the Muktzah chamira, the heavy ke'en deiraisa. Sofik Muktzah is also. Normally we have a rule, Safik Rabbanu Lakula, but there's an exception to that rule. Safik Muktzah is Aser, Ke'en Dairaisa. Says the Kivega, so it's not sure anymore. The question was, once we have the reason of Parasan Noishim, why do we have to have the reason of Muktzah? Teretz is, why don't you have a Safik Parasan Noishim? You don't have a fellow of the tree on Erev Yontif, a fellow tree on Yontif. Are you allowed to eat it or not allowed to eat it? Is it going to be Aser or Mutter? If the reason only would have been because of Parasan Noishim, we Mutter, Safik Rabbanu Lakula. But now, because it's a Safik Muktzah also at the same time, right, because you have a din of Muktzah also, Safik Muktzah is going to be Aser. So Meila says the Kivega, Rashi is very good. The question was, according to Rashi, why do we need two reasons? No, we start off with the Rashi Laman Aleph on the days. Rashi says, when you have a Malacha de Rabbanon holding you back, there is no Muktzah. So Meila, because of that, the Shire shouldn't be Muktzah by Paris HaNoshim. Again, before the Takana Paris HaNoshim. An Aleph also of a tree should have be Muktzah, or only held by Mr. Rabbanon. So therefore, Chazal had to make a Takana called Paris HaNoshim. To make it aser. Once they made it aser, so now if you pull an apple off the tree, you can't eat it. It's going to become an issur d'oraisa. So therefore now it could become muktzah. Why do you need the reason of muktzah once you have the reason of paras hanoshim? Because the reason of paras hanoshim would only make it aser midrabbanan, but a safek d'rabbanan will be lakula. But now that we have the reason of muktzah on top of that, again, like Rashi says in the Chavdal in the days, since you didn't cut it off in advance, so you're makta daita, not because the Parasan Noshim gives it a muktza. Now that you know that if you're going to pull it off the tree, you won't be able to eat it because of Parasan Noshim. So now, before Yontif, why didn't you pull it off the tree? Paris says, you're makta daita, mimenu. So now it gets its egin a din muktza. And that muktza is more common than the din of Parasan Noshim. Savik Parasan Noshim will be muktza, but Savik muktza would be aser. So therefore, Chazal to give this reason. Taisus doesn't go with this mahalik because Taisus doesn't hold it as whole cheshbon or Rashi. That's something which Rashi midrabbanon doesn't have a din muktzah. So therefore, Taisus couldn't go with this mahalik. But Rashi, lishitasei, we have this mahalik.